we have so many pressures now, especially with the kind of market that we're in, that, you know, we want our employees to be able to function efficiently on a daily basis. So I think that's where you're seeing a lot of things in insurance head. You're seeing, you know, that technology really becoming a big piece of that.
Welcome to Declaration of Independence
on Agency Nation Radio,
where insurance professionals turn on the mic and share unscripted stories about leadership, technology, marketing, success, and failure. Stories that helped to make them the professionals that they are today. From Main Street USA to the pages of Independent Agent Magazine, brought to you exclusively by Agency Nation Radio.
As clients continue to feel the impacts of the hard market, Sarah Cook leads the personal lines team at Walker Hughes Insurance in Indianapolis, focusing on education and efficiency. To help, the agency developed its own proprietary software named Violet to act as the agency's personal lines management system. The innovation earned Walker Hughes the award of Outstanding Large Agency in the 2023 Liberty Mutual and Safeco Agent for the Future Awards.
The development team has really taken a lot of input from our agents on features that they would like to see an agency management system do, or provide feedback and guidance on things that can make things run more smoothly for their workflow.
This episode is supported by the Wholesale and Specialty Insurance Association. Manage risk. Choose a WSIA member. Some decisions are too precarious to take on alone. Sometimes you need a partner who can help you create the right solution for your client's risk while minimizing yours. In fact, it's so cost-effective that a recent analysis by Conning Incorporated concludes that wholesale distribution does not increase the cost to the insured. That's a good decision. Thanks for joining us, Sarah. What brought you to the insurance industry?
Well, like most people in the insurance industry, they didn't intend to get into it. At least that's what I hear a lot of people say. I was the same way. I attended business college and was recruited into an insurance agency from right out of business college. That was in 1996. I started out working in an administrative assistant role, basically answering phone calls, ordering supplies for the agency, and preparing commercial lines insurance proposals for the producers. Then within a year, there was an opening in personal lines, and I was able to advance into a personal lines CSA position and become licensed in property and casualty. I was working with Walker & Associates. I started working with them in 2005. And when I started working with them, I was in a CSA role in personal lines and had advanced to a personal lines manager position there. And then we merged with Hughes Insurance Group in 2018, becoming Walker Hughes.
What's your favorite part of your job as director of personal lines?
I love working with our personal lines team of account managers and support specialists. I love to be able to help, you know, guide them as, you know, they're working on their career path. I love working with the newer agents that come into our agency. I like training them and giving advice and helping them, you know, as they go through struggles and trying to find markets for, you know, business, or trying to guide them on where they need to go with certain things.
A survey from Liberty Mutual and Safeco last year found that while women make up more than half of all employees in insurance agencies, men still outnumber women in leadership roles by 2-1. What's your experience been as a woman in leadership at an insurance agency?
I've had the opportunity to be surrounded by some pretty amazing people in my career. So I've always had a very positive experience. I think a lot of times what I see is younger people are in a big hurry to advance quickly. And there's a lot to learn about this industry. So, you know, like I stated before, I think just settling into that, learning all that you can, and being open-minded to change is a really big thing because this industry changes so frequently. that, you know, you have to be able to be open-minded and willing to adapt to change. Mentorship has been key to my career path for sure. I've had some amazing women leader role models in my career and have learned a lot from all of them.
How can independent agencies equip more women to take on leadership roles?
I think just continuing to offer as many continuing education courses as they can and keep talking about that, you know, in articles like this. And I think that I myself try to encourage members of my team, whether they're male or female, to do what they can and know that there's always opportunity for advancement and they should always work towards those goals.
What's the biggest challenge you and your team are facing right now?
Well, of course, I have to talk about the hard market. I think that goes without saying, but it has been something that I know in my career, I have not seen the market be like this. And it's a continuously changing thing, and just trying to adapt to that has been a real challenge.
What strategies are you implementing in the hard market?
Well, we have tried to focus more on educating our clients about the hard market and what's going on, rather than just letting them know, okay, we'll rate shop you and see if we can find you a lower rate. It isn't always about the lowest rate. It's about the type of coverage they have. Now more than ever, we're telling people, you know, you had a 20% rate increase, it's probably still a good idea to stay where you're at and not try to switch, because even if we do try to switch you, we won't save you much money. The Big I has given us some great resources in the hard market toolkit. And, you know, I've made sure that I've asked my team to look into that and scripts out of that, or prepare your own email templates when you're corresponding with your insureds. You know, when they say, hey, I need rate shopped, explaining to them up front, this is what you're going to look at before we try to place you somewhere else, may not be worth it. Those resources have really helped my team. And another thing that we have recently done is our marketing team has put together a brief video explanation of the pressures in the hard market. And we interviewed some members of our team to give some sound bites on that video as well. And we are releasing that in our guide newsletter this month.
How does Violet help your personal lines team?
Violet is our proprietary agency management system that we have developed. And I can't take credit for the development of it, but we do have an amazing development team on staff that has built that out for us. And our personal lines team is utilizing Violet solely for daily management of clients. I think being able to control our own data was a big factor in that. And trying to keep up with all of the technology that we are introduced through the carrier side of things. You know, we have to learn so many different websites when you're in an independent agency, and trying to keep up with all of that, it is one way that, you know, we're trying to become more efficient, becoming efficient as possible and working with the other carriers. The development team has really taken a lot of input from our agents on features that they would like to see an agency management system do, or provide feedback and guidance on things that can make things run more smoothly for their workflow.
You've been listening to Declaration of Independence. I'm Anne-Marie Spears, news editor at Independent Agent Magazine, the monthly deep dive into the independent agent channel, available in print and online at iamagazine.com and free to all Big I members. This episode is supported by the Wholesale and Specialty Insurance Association. Manage risk. Choose a WSIA member. Some decisions are too precarious to take on alone. Sometimes you need a partner who can help you create the right solution for your client's risk while minimizing yours. In fact, it's so cost-effective that a recent analysis by Conning Incorporated concludes that wholesale distribution does not increase the cost to the insured. That's a good decision. If you know of an all-star agent or agency that should be featured in Declaration of Independence, send an email to iamag@iiaba.net. Declaration of Independence is a podcast on Agency Nation Radio, powered by The Big I and Trusted Choice.